Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. You know what the big story of the day is.
Yeah.
Falcons went up to Philadelphia yesterday and got a fantastic win on Monday Night Football. We'll talk through all the details of that. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20, as he always does on Tuesdays. Talk some Georgia football with him.
Is it Carson or is it Bobo?
Yeah, I don't know. Got to blame somebody. Maybe. You know what I think they were doing? I think they overlooked them because they had Alabama after the bye. I think they took Kentucky lightly. That's what I think they did.
That's the thing. This is a ragged ass game.
Yeah, I think they played poorly.
It's going to be some good game. Because I was asking you, I was like, where's game day that this week? And it's in Oklahoma as Tennessee is going down there. I think Tennessee's going to beat the hell out of Oklahoma.
I do too.
I really do.
I do too. Now, I don't know what my word means right now, as I went 0-for-4 last week in my picks, and I think that makes me 2-for-10 on the season.
That don't mean you know what you're talking about.
That's true. It doesn't mean I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna bounce back too. Yeah. We're gonna have a strong bounce back. But what is it? 7? They're only favored by 7.
Really?
Favored by 7. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Favored by 7 in Norman. Should be a fun one. The 7:30 kick. So you got all day.
Yeah.
Obviously, game day will be there. Tennessee's really good.
Yeah, man. I think Tennessee. I see at least 2 tugs, maybe. Like 17.
I could say that's perfect though. You know why? 7:30 Saturday is like mid birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
My father in law, diehard Tennessee fan.
Oh,
he'll be there, decked out in orange, probably.
Yes.
Ready to watch that game. And I'll just, like, depending on how good Tennessee plays, he might know how to say the quarterback's name by the end of the game. Because he's still calling him Lamaleva.
What is his name?
Iamaleva? Iamaya Liava? I don't know. I don't know
Nico.
How to say it either.
I say Nico.
Nico's way easier.
It is.
Way easier.
It is.
But yeah, you know, I don't know how many wins they have to start the season before that name becomes easier to say. Because I love Eastern Tennessee, Western North Carolina. That's my favorite accent because it's my family and all that. But like, it couldn't be a harder name for them to say.
I believe it. Like, but I mean,
you put a guy like that in that part of the world.
And you know what?
It's a Andy, bad match.
And when I first started, you know, to have to pronounce these dudes' names, I just wanted to just not butcher their names. So I just called my first name.
Tungavailoa in Tuscaloosa probably was a tough one for a while.
Tua.
Uyunglele in South Carolina was probably a tough one.
Like, hey man,
but
DJ
I'm saying,
DJU.
That dude Nico up there in the mountains, up in the Appalachian Mountains, there's no chance those people are going to be able to say that name.
Oh, no, but that dude, he is a
he's very good.
Stud.
Very, very good.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Very good. All right. Brandon Adams is going to join us in 15 minutes as well. We'll talk some college football with him, Georgia-related, and then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40.
Okay, that's I'm looking at some of the viewership last week. Well, the reason people talk about the Georgia, that was the most viewed game last week.
What was?
Georgia-Kentucky.
Oh.
Yeah, most viewed game last week.
Interesting.
That's really interesting.
Okay.
Over LSU, South Carolina, over Alabama, Wisconsin. Very interesting. So 6.6 million people saw a stink.
Yep.
They're going to be fine, man. They're going to be all right. They're going to be all right. They're going to be all right.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, but I was just funny. Is it Bobo or is it Beck? Damn, we there already.
Yeah, they won 42 straight regular season games.
Are you there?
Yeah, no, but again, you know how it is. I mean, it's how people are. It's how people react, which is, again, it's fine. It's mm-hmm. fine. There's no wrong way to be. You might stress yourself out over the next couple of weeks trying to figure out whose fault it is, but go for it. We'll see who Brandon Adams thinks fault it is coming up in 15 minutes. Before we do that, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow! Bow!
Bow! Cousins to his right. Shoots in the middle of the field. That's Pitts to the 41. First down and 10. Here comes Atlanta now. Clock at 129. Cousins again. From time, looking. Mooney wide open to the 38. And he'll be tackled there by Blankenship of Philadelphia. Cousins takes the snap. Philly brings five this time. Cousins again. Catch is made. Mooney, 15. Darnell out of bounds at the 13. Two by two. Eagles bring four. Cousins looks, shoots it inside. London the catch, out of bounds at the six. Waving London to the far side, takes a snap. Kirk looks, sails it. Drake there, caught! Touchdown Atlanta! Drake London! Atlanta gonna bring four this time. Try to get there, Hurts is hit as he throws. Bates
pick it up, Jesse, baby.
Jesse Bates interception! Yeah. With 32 seconds left, Jesse Bates comes up with the interception. And Atlanta, in the thick of the night, has stolen one from the Philadelphia Eagles.
I like them thick in that night.
Whether it's a football game or whatever.
Yeah. Buddy. But, I mean, for them to go get that game, and we've been doing this together, is that 6 years?
I think this is the sixth season.
Okay, that's our sixth season together.
Sixth or seventh Falcon season.
Yeah, together. And I just don't remember them going to do nothing like this.
Nope.
And, you know, I love what Ross said after the game. Because it's always crazy, you know, you just don't know. Because his personality, because Ross is such a positive person. Like, but he's fiery. You saw how he got into that referee's face after whatever the hell that was Drake London did. Which, it looked like he's shooting a gun. You got to get a penalty.
Yeah,
that's where they are nowadays. I didn't understand it either, but I'm just like.
No, when I saw it, I was like, oh, I understand why they threw
it. I didn't see what he did till this morning.
I didn't either. Yeah. But then when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's why they threw the flag on him, because they thought he was simulating a gun. Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that. They're going to do that. But for Young Wei Koo to be just ice water and to be able, because the outside, the elements, and bombing, it was no stress on that kick right there. But, yeah, for them to hang in there and fight, not play their best game, still bad on third down, horrible in the red zone, was good enough when it needed to be in the red zone. But, I mean, yeah, that lets you know there's still growth and the season is still young, and that's the season why. I saw it this morning. It was 69 touchdown passes this week.
Okay.
That's
like twice.
Yes.
As many.
Yes. And so it probably add up a little bit more because quarterback play and everybody's still working their way through because they don't play in the preseason and everything. But, for them to go in there and take that win, and that's what they did, no matter what pundits or anybody might want to say, the Atlanta Falcons went into Philadelphia and took the game.
Yeah, Philly
helped them.
You don't have to worry about the narrative. The national narrative is going to be Saquon dropped the ball.
Yes.
Should they have thrown it on third down? Should they have gone for it on fourth down? Whatever. So what? Who cares? A guy made a mistake. That happens in football games. A player made a physical mistake.
Yes.
Great. Awesome. You don't always take advantage of it.
Yes.
They took advantage of it. Like, that's the difference. To me, that's the difference. There's been moments where, in the past handful of years, where the Falcons could have done what they did last night. Mm-hmm. They just didn't do it. Even week one, even against Pittsburgh, they got the ball back down five in the fourth quarter, and they didn't do anything with it. Last night, because they were just that much better, the game plan was that much better from the offensive coordinator, I thought Kirk looked that much more comfortable. The protection was fantastic.
Yes.
Now, Philly is real issues on their defensive line.
Do.
But again,
that's not
our problem.
That ain't Falcon problem.
That's their problem.
Yep.
And I just thought overall, they did so much of what we hoped that they would be able to do in going about getting that victory, even if they didn't go on that final drive. Obviously, the whole mood is different if they don't go on that final drive. But even if they didn't, there was still a lot of positive in that game. They established the run.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were able to get the pass going off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk finally started taking some shots down the field because mm-hmm. he had the time to do so. Mm-hmm. And there was separation with his receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Bijan Robinson is an absolute maniac.
He was just running.
That guy's incredible.
He's just so smooth with it and getting and fitting in the creases. He took two big hits. They were big, too. You know, the one where he made a guy miss and the guy caught him. He was basically coming from behind him and just leveled him.
But then there was another one where he was kind of held up and the guy came and popped him.
And then, I mean, then obviously the fourth and one with CJ because hate that play when you're rushing up because there's only one option that you have. And there's going to be one guy that's unblocked. And the one guy that was unblocked made the damn play. Now, I do believe he took his helmet off. I do.
He did.
I believe he took his helmet off.
He did take his helmet off.
It should have been. But then.
It might have come loose because of the hit, but he helped it come off.
And then, but then you look about it. What if they would have got that penalty yards and everything? So everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. But this was a gut check by this football team. Gut check to be able to, and we talked about it earlier, 2-minute offense for quarterbacks is so much because you don't have to really read a lot. You pick a side and then you go. You don't have to worry about audibles, changing protections too much or anything like that. Because they're in the base protection. They're going to run that soft-ass cloud coverage with the, trying to protect the sidelines, give you yardage. We talk, if you're trying to go for a 2-minute, first thing you want to do, you got to have positive play on first down, which they did. Hurry up and get the ball mark, which they did. You always got to get a chunk play of it. Got the chunk play, and then you're able to, maneuver your way down there. And then once they got down there, hell of a play call by Z-Rob. He had a bounce back game. You have Rick in the middle, in the back, in the inside of the bunch. You motion him out just a little bit, give him a little space. And I don't know where the hell Slay was looking, because the way he was looking in the backfield, like he had another corner outside of him. like he had another corner outside helping. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Like, he didn't.
I don't know what he would have been checking for. You got Drake London.
Yeah,
you got
that's your guy. Wiggle. Like, what are you doing?
Now, I mean, Drake.
Drake gave him that wiggle.
He gave him the wiggle.
He gave him that dead leg.
He sent him going the wrong way.
Yeah.
And the ball was delivered. He got his feet down. Yeah. It was perfectly executed. What was the play on that final drive where you said to yourself, oh, they're going to score a touchdown here?
The chunk play.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, they got him.
I don't know. Something about just that play to Pitts.
Yeah.
Because Pitts. This is not really a discussion because they won the game.
Right.
Be great to get him more involved. We're 2 weeks, still doesn't get the ball thrown to him.
Real quick, I'm sorry, Andy. They need to understand when they need to help him, when he needs to just have a free release and when he needs to. Let him go.
Let him go,
man. Let him go.
Let him be.
Let him go.
Anyway, when they did get it to him first and he drilled it in there and he leans over the line to get the first down, it's like, oh, that's positive.
Yeah.
All right. And then he hits immediately downfield to Mooney. All right. And then he hits downfield to Mooney again, and Mooney gets out of bounds. Yeah. All of a sudden, there's 45 seconds left, and you're in the red zone. It's like, wow, they got down there so fast, they almost got down there too fast. Now, again, you just got to score. You can't be worried about getting cute and using too much clock and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
They did it. They were able to get the stop. Jesse game last night gets the game-sealing interception, and the Falcons come away with a victory. A very different day than had Saquon Barkley caught that pass, but you know what? He didn't.
Mm-mm.
So – it's a victory Tuesday.
Hell yeah, man. What did we say all these years? We apologize winning.
No. Because I don't know if we apologize, but we've dealt with a lot of losses.
Yeah.
A lot of crappy losses. That was an awesome win.
That was a Falcons win.
Awesome win. All right. We'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. We'll get his thoughts on what else is going on inside the SEC as well with how good Texas is playing. Tennessee for sure going this weekend. Lots to get to with Brandon Adams next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
120 on Tuesdays means Brandon Adams joins the show. Host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. BA, how are you?
What up, B?
You know, I'm doing great. It's been fun today. I've had a chance to listen to a good bit and just hearing the excitement that everybody has about a big Falcons win last night. Obviously, we talk Georgia football together, but, you know, I'm also an Atlantan and I love big wins for, you know, city kind of engaged by all that. It's been a really fun thing to experience.
Do you want to know one weird thing that's happened in Philadelphia today as it relates to Georgia? They've turned on the Georgia Bulldogs because they think their defense sucks and they drafted so many Georgia guys. When you watch a game like last night, obviously you're watching it, you know, from a variety of different perspectives, but doing the Dog Nation Daily podcast and covering Georgia so much, when you watch all the guys from Georgia on Philadelphia's defense, how are you watching the game last night?
Well, obviously, you know, I'm rooting for Atlanta to win, but I do have a lot of affection for those Georgia players that play for the Eagles. And to be completely honest with you, you know, Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM, really embraced Georgia. I'm talking about not just with the actions of drafting the players, but like verbally, talking about, you know, what a great, you know, kind of one-stop shop Georgia was. So I've said this before, it's really, really weird that like Braves fans and Phillies fans hate each other. I'm talking about like just absolute at each other's throats. And yet there's this sort of demilitarized zone around like the Eagles when it comes to former Georgia players, which is kind of a weird thing. And I guess, you know, obviously the Philadelphia folks will eventually stab them in the back and kind of turn on them what they always do. But it was kind of nice for a while to have a little bit of happy relations between the Philadelphians and the Georgia fans, at least around this topic.
A little peace, yeah. It's always nice.
B.A., what was your thoughts on Saturday? It irritated the hell out of me. I don't know. The game was just an irritating game. I give a lot of credit to Kentucky. I think they mucked it up like they needed to. But what was your thoughts on that, on the game on Saturday?
You know, there was a degree to which this is just sort of what Georgia does. They've only covered the spread one time before in the entire tenure of Kirby Smart the week before a bye. They just have a tendency to kind of sleepwalk their way to the finish line, and this was another sort of example of that. Now, it's the same thing for me, almost like it would have been, which was not before a bye, but it's a similar game Missouri in 2022, where you start off sort of thinking, well, I guess this is going to be one of those days in which, you know, maybe Georgia's not all that impressive, to at the end, I was a little bit panicked. I did not want this, you know, 42-game winning streak in regular season contest to come to an end at Commonwealth Stadium against Kentucky. And so it kind of turned into one of these deals of, I don't care if they've looked bad or not, I don't want them to lose. And obviously, for a minute there, if somebody didn't make a play somewhere, Georgia was going to. So speaking as a partisan here, it was obviously not a very pretty game. But I'm just glad that Georgia found a way to win it, because even that was in jeopardy for a while.
When you kind of start slicing it up, though, and I'm with you. Like, there's games like this. Every good team has games like this. You got to win your clunkers. For whatever reason, Georgia has not been good in Lexington. Kirby talked about it all week last week as well. Like, that's part of it. But then also, is there part of it for you that there's some legitimate concerns on offense as well, as far as maybe there's a lack of playmakers here or maybe something over there? Like, is there any real Georgia-related stuff that goes beyond just last Saturday that has your attention?
So the one thing I have not said on the show this week, and I won't say, is, trust me, everything's going to be fine. Just, you know, let it play out. And I mean, because honestly, I assume that Georgia will obviously play better, and they'll clearly play better than they did on Saturday, but I assume that things are probably trending in the direction that we all thought they would maybe before the season began. But there's no doubt there is a need to prove that in order for that to be true. You know, Georgia has played 8 quarters this year against Power 4 opponents. They've only scored touchdowns in 3 of those 8 quarters. So they've spent most of their time against the Clemsons and the Kentuckys kind of not scoring touchdowns. Even though Georgia beat Clemson 34-3, there was a long stretch of that game where it didn't do anything offensively. Obviously, long stretch of the Kentucky game where they didn't do that either. And when you watch Brock Bowers on Sunday, I don't know how much off I even had a chance to talk about that this week, because it's been, you know, obviously a busy week.
We did.
But Bowers was sensational in his second ever NFL game. And, I mean, we all know he's good, but when you see him be that good in a kind of an upset win over the Ravens, all of a sudden you're kind of reminded of, oh, gosh, that guy doesn't play for Georgia anymore. And, you know, playing offense without him is just obviously much harder. So I do, to a degree, probably think that Georgia's going to figure a lot out, and I think they'll probably figure a good bit out at Alabama in a couple of weeks. But there is no doubt, you know, given what they lost, Bowers is one of the greatest players in this program's history, and given how, you know, kind of inept they've at times seemed offensively here this season, there is definitely a little bit of, okay, you got to prove it for us to obviously know for a fact that you're going to be better, because it's, you know, we're now 2 games into the season now.
Hey, B.A., what do you think about this new order that just came down? It's talking about prohibiting the NCAA from taking adverse actions against an institution for compensating an athlete for NIL. What do you think about that?
So, obviously, I don't know, but that's never stopped me from commenting before.
Right.
So, here's what I think, 2 things, and I may be wrong on both these fronts, but I think this is going to be, whether it's the University of Georgia or somewhere else, I think it's going to be one of those things where players in the future are maybe asked to sign over their NIL rights to the university of, like, hey, don't worry your pretty little head about your NIL stuff. We'll take care of that for you, and we'll just pay you for it. But in order for us to do that, we get to use your NIL in perpetuity. So there may be some situation where players are kind of asked to sign over rights and let the university handle NIL for you, which, if that's true, may not be quite as good of a deal for the players. They should probably read the fine print on something
right,
like that pretty carefully. But on the flip side, you know, if I make an NIL payment to Georgia player X right now, that's just sort of out of the goodness of my heart. I mean, I'm having to go into my wallet and pull that out. I really don't get much for it. But if I can pay the university and then the university turns around and pays the player, if I have this right, and people should consult their own attorneys and CPAs, because goodness knows I don't have expertise in that field, I believe we may be heading for a world where this stuff kind of gets back in, like, the tax-deductible category again, which could perhaps be interesting. So, as I said before, I obviously don't know what I'm talking about, but that's never stopped me from kind of weighing in. And so those were the first 2 things that popped in my mind when this came up of, is this good for players? I'm not so sure. But this might be a little bit better for donors who maybe want some extra incentive for making their gifts.
There you go. Now when you give to the collective, you can write it off,
yes. As
opposed to just having to give to the collective. That's good. Maybe. I don't know. Sounds legit, though. Brandon Adams joins us here. We're talking some Georgia football with him. Georgia has a bye this week, and then they travel to Alabama. Alabama looked very good against Wisconsin. Texas has looked very good. They've even surpassed Georgia in the rankings. Tennessee looks awesome. As you look across the landscape of the SEC almost a month into the season, how are things different than maybe they were a month ago?
Well, I mean, I expected Tennessee to be good. That was one of the sort of preseason predictions that I've probably gotten right. But I would say that's the biggest story in the SEC thus far this year, because they have been the team that has kind of climbed into the public conscious probably the most and probably done it the quickest. I think this Saturday, Tennessee at Oklahoma, how much fun is that going to be to get a chance to see if this really is kind of for real? And I thought the Alabama game against Wisconsin on Saturday was kind of Alabama's turn to enter the chat, so to speak. You know, Georgia had that against Clemson. Texas had that at Michigan. You know, Tennessee to a certain extent against NC State, I guess. But the Alabama performance, even if we say, well, Wisconsin's not that great, it's still on the road, and it's still a thorough beatdown. And the fact that, you know, Van Dyke, the Wisconsin quarterback, gets hurt doesn't completely change my mind on that. You know, it sort of sets up Alabama as a very tough out. Even in a post-Nick Saban world, this is still going to be a very tough team to beat. They're now healthier in the offensive line than they were when the season began. And I just think it sets up as an absolute, you know, kind of hand-to-hand combat night in Tuscaloosa. A very, very big game for UGA.
B.A., when you look at just the where the quarterback position, and I'm going to go back to something Andy was talking about as far as, we talked about it as far as the you're not hearing anything coming out of camp about these receivers, and then last game, does it seem like he just isn't comfortable? Because that's what, to me, I don't want to say it doesn't look comfortable because I've seen him throw the ball. We could talk about up for, you know, the competition level, whatever, but does it look like Carson just maybe just isn't comfortable right now?
So I want to be careful how I say this because I want to leave a lot of room for him to have a much better kind of final three-fourths of the season than, or at least three-fourths of the regular season. I want to leave a lot of space and a lot of room for the belief that Beck is probably going to play better. But if you're asking me, which you are, just to evaluate the first three games, I'll be honest with you, I don't think that Carson Beck's had a very good year so far. And I don't necessarily know what to attribute that to, and I don't know that my evaluation is, like, you know, should be considered God's truth in terms of how well he's actually played. But my sort of knee-jerk assumption is, you know, it seems like Beck has been less sharp, less crisp than I certainly expect him to be. And kind of in keeping a little bit to what he was a year ago when he was having his first starts ever, this Beck to me has sort of looked a lot like that. Now, as you said, okay, well, go back to the wide receiver situation. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We're not really hearing much about these guys. Right now, do they have offensive firepower they haven't chosen to unleash for whatever reason? For instance, we've barely seen Dylan Bell do anything yet. Are they saving him, or is that just not quite, you know, in the plans here right now? And then other guys you kind of sort of speak to in much the same way. I think that next Saturday, we'll keep going back to this, what a telling night that's going to be, because if you're saving anything, then you're certainly not saving it for anything but a game like that at Alabama. That's the game best. So my assumption is they will play better, that Beck will play better, and some of these wide receivers will be more unleashed in a way they haven't been here thus far. But if all we can go by is what we've seen in three games, it hasn't been anything all that great.
Now, I'm with you. I had this similar thought on Saturday. It was like, this kind of looks like last September Carson Beck. Not supposed to be this September Carson Beck, but it has so far. Hey, let me ask you one more, one that I know you're going to enjoy. What would be like the least damaging way for Florida to handle what they have to handle right now? Like, they clearly have to fire their head coach.
Yes.
But like, how can they do it and not submarine everything for a really long time?
So the only thing I think they can do is they've got to try to like pull the most unorthodox thing we've ever seen. Not only do they need to fire Napier during the season, they need to hire another coach during the season, which we never see, you know, because the only real benefit to moving on Napier this quick and having, what, the fourth consecutive failed Florida coach, which is just an amazing thing to consider, but they got to go steal somebody's coach during the season. For instance, this is a crazy thought, but just hear me on this very, very quick. Georgia plays at Ole Miss in November. What if Lane Kiffin doesn't coach in that game because Lane Kiffin's already working for Florida? To me, if you really want to change the narrative of how many failed coaches can you hire in a row, you got to go do something crazy during the season. You got to steal somebody's coach before the season even ends.
They got to pull a Hawks. Remember?
Yeah.
The Hawks
fired
Nate McMillan and then hired Quinn Snyder like in the middle of the year. No one really does that. That would be insane. But also, it's 2024 in college football.
Where what else?
Only insane stuff yes. happens. So as much as I want to say that would never happen, I don't say that about college football anymore. Brandon, thank you.
Appreciate it, B.
Good to be with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Brandon Adams there, hosted the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. Talk to him every Tuesday at this time. Always great stuff. Hey, want to remind you at Solomon Brothers right now, it's percentage week. It's back for 1 week only, September 16th through the 22nd. Save up to 60% off everything in the showroom. Visit them online at SolomonBrothers.com. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Last on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap things up every single day. Full phone lines. We'll start with Zach in Gwinnett. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So, you've been struggling with it for the last couple weeks, and I feel like I have a duty to help you as a broadcaster and your father-in-law
okay.
as my brother in fanhood.
Help me out.
So, say it with me.
Okay.
Ia Maliava.
Ia Maliava. Okay.
That's it. You got to get that Molly in there.
Vital.
So,
everybody
have you ever known
it.
A girl named Molly? And tell me about it.
Yeah. My freshman year of high school English teacher's name was Molly Hackett.
Damn you in the first and last
Miss
name.
Miss Hackett. Molly Hackett. Yeah.
She fine?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Sure wasn't.
Oh,
she's a nice lady.
I don't think I ever met a Molly. I might have met one at George or something, but.
You ever taken Molly?
No. I was worried about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's good. You shouldn't.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
It's not healthy for you.
I believe that. I'm good on that. What's the difference between Molly and ecstasy?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think it's like the I think it's the part of ecstasy that makes it fun. But then I think ecstasy is cut with something else. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think it's just 2024.
Huh?
It's just 2024.
Yeah, I think that's what they call it now is Molly. It, yeah. Oh. Or like MDMA or something like that. I'm not sure.
Papa Molly.
Papa Molly. I'm sweating.
Yeah. They make you sweat.
Yeah. Any other Mollies? Molly Ringwald.
I mean, who doesn't know her? That was a bad haircut.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
That was a tough one.
It was a tough in the 80s, though. I guess that was okay.
No, dog.
It was a tough haircut.
That was a tough haircut she had, dog. I'm sorry.
All right. Mo is in Columbus. What's up, Mo?
Fellas, what's going on, man? It's a beautiful day. I woke up this morning, literally at 4 o'clock. Something just told me to check ESPN real quick. I check ESPN, and I see the score of the game. Randy, you're going to be disappointed in me. But I turned the game off with like 2 minutes and 20 seconds left because I had that
I had that
feeling in my gut. It was looking like y'all said, like the Alabama-Georgia game. It was reminiscent. I had seen Bill Belichick too many times. I was like, I can't watch it. Wife would say, why you turn the game off? I said, man, because I already know what they about to do. She was like, you never know what's going to happen.
She's right.
4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, you, but that's right. What I'm saying. Why 4 o'clock? Morning, the game was over by midnight, Mo.
You woke up in a cold sweat.
Yep. I literally woke up at 4. Something just told me. I was scrolling my phone, went on ESPN, hit the highlight. I said, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, I'm yelling out in the middle of the house. She's like, what in the hell is wrong with you? I said, the Falcons won.
Yeah.
She said, what? I said, the Falcons won. She said, get dope. Back in the bed.
Exactly.
So, have y'all ever had that moment where you gave up on the team, but the team actually pulled it out, and you ain't even see the end?
I've fallen asleep during a game before, like watching, and then wake up. It's like, oh, what happened? Oh, wow, that was a cool finish. But I don't think it's ever happened with a team that
It's never happened with a team that I'm
a fan of.
That I'm a fan of. Yeah. No.
Like, I fall asleep during, like, a Monday Night Football game if it's not the Falcons sometimes. Yeah, wake up and be like, oh, what happened?
Oh, wow. They won.
That's a crazy finish.
Yeah, but.
But, man. But here's the thing. Mo's not alone. There's a lot of people out there. And Mo, at least, is man enough to call the radio station and admit it. There's a lot of people showed up to work today lying.
Yes.
And said.
A lot of y'all.
I knew they were going to do it.
Yeah.
I never gave up.
So many.
Yeah, right.
Is that quitter on the line?
He is.
Is that
speaking of people who gave up on the Falcons,
is that quitter on the line?
Here he is, Devin in Kansas City.
Hey, quitter.
Put me on this damn radio station
right now. Hey, quitter.
I got egg on my face. That's cool. You know, it happens. I got 6 years worth of PTSD with this damn team. I'm going to have my moment. Now, I want to have, listen, I know Randy was saying, don't involve me in your negativity.
You damn right.
Randy, see, There's a dynamic in this relationship I need you to realize, bro.
And what's that?
We spend hours listening to y'all.
And I greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it.
So with that being said, there are going to be times when y'all have to listen to us. We the ones traumatized and put time and effort with this damn team to let us down. The few times we do involve y'all, hold us off the ledge. Don't beat us while we already down, brother. Come on, man.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that, Devin. Thank you.
Well, no, you're still a quitter, Devin.
As much as we expect them to listen to us. And we talk about everything. We don't just talk about sports. We're talking about all kinds of different parts of our life.
Yeah.
The least we could. Yeah, all right.
All right, Fair enough. You're back in the good graces.
Fair enough.
You're back in the good graces.
That was very well articulated.
Good job.
JP is in Marietta. Hey, JP.
Hey. Rise up, fellas. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Rise up.
My question is this, man. Y'all run this show every single day like clockwork, man. I want to sneak peek behind the curtain. Like, do y'all come in with a script? Is there a producer that tells y'all, like, what time to say what? Do y'all just freestyle this whole thing? Do y'all come in early and plan together? Y'all do an amazing job. Who the bleep is next, according to Raheem Morris? Yeah. Rise up whatever day it is, Tuesday. But give us a sneak peek behind the curtain, y'all.
Yeah, thanks, JP.
I don't know.
I think the truth is really, like, you know.
We work so long together.
No, neither one of us ever know what to say. No. And luckily, Abe is in our headphones
telling us the whole show.
Telling us what to do. It's almost like, have you ever seen like a what's it called? A marionette?
Yes.
Like a puppeteer?
Yes.
That's what Abe is.
All right. So now that we just both told bald-face lies.
Now that we've lied.
Yeah. You know what? We work together so long that we just know. We know he knows when I want to say something. I know he's gonna say something. He knows when I'm gonna tell you something that you might not want to hear, but I'm gonna say it anyway. He knows that. And that's just it's just a chemistry thing. No, we don't get here hours before and plan, but we pretty much know what we're gonna have on the show every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, the segment, I could tweet out a picture of it or whatever if you want, but like,
no, it might have some typos and then Abe might get upset with us.
But like, you know, Abe will put some stats and stuff down that we can mention or lean on or whatever, some topics, headlines, questions, all kinds of different stuff like that. So, I mean, obviously, Abe and Bo are behind the scenes helping and making it better and easier, I mean, and that kind of stuff.
Bo does it easy.
Mostly Bo.
Yeah, mostly Bo.
I think Bo probably
Bo does the sound, too.
More than
Abe does. Abe doesn't cut any sound.
He's also in control of the levels of audio that go out and, like you said, the audio that plays, the commercials. Really, Bo does everything.
Yeah.
And then Abe's just kind of over there.
Abe's over there smiling.
Yeah, just kind of giggling about stuff. But I appreciate you saying that.
Look.
It does make me laugh, though, because you and I do 3 hours. It's not a script. Yeah. I don't know. We go.
Yeah.
My wife produces a TV show, and my wife's excellent at her job. But like, the hosts of her TV show will get so stressed out if there's like 45 seconds that's unplanned.
Uh-huh.
Like, why don't they just
wing it?
Wing it.
That's what you're in school.
Yeah. Why don't you just wing it? Oh, you didn't write the script right?
Oh, dude.
And they get paid way more than we do.
Yeah. Like, but the thing about Abe, and we'd like to have fun with it. No, Abe's a hard damn worker.
He's a very hard damn worker.
He's very good at his job, but it's just always fun to make fun of him.
Yes, he's very good at his job. Yes. Reed is in Buckhead. Hey, Reed.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show.
Love you.
It's great. But I do have super pumped to be a Falcons fan and looking forward to this season. But I had a question about the 2-point conversion call.
Okay.
I think they were down by 5 after that touchdown.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of interesting how he went for 2. You know, I always thought kind of kick the can down the road a little bit until you have the momentum late in the game when you have to go for it. But just want to get your thoughts on that.
And that damn card?
Yeah, thank you, Reed. Yeah, I'm a proponent of going for 2 when you have to.
Yep. That card.
Doing it at that point.
That damn card that we were talking about earlier, Reed. This is so damn annoying.
My least favorite thing, though, is it happens more in college football than pro. But, like, a team will find themselves down, I don't know, 11 to nothing, whatever, like a weird score in the first quarter, and they'll go for 2 in the first quarter to chase points because the other's like, what are you doing, man? You got 50 minutes of game left. You might outscore them by 30 points. You never know.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of... Because it kills momentum, I feel like.
It does.
If a drive ends in a failure. Even if the drive ended in a touchdown, at least ended in an extra point. The 2-point conversion is the last thing that happens on that drive. And if it ends in a failure, you kind of go back to the sideline with a bad taste.
I just hate chasing points. I hate chasing points.
Me too.
For the reason is that when you, like you said, instead of you're down by five now, or you know,
right? And again, there's so much game left. The difference between being down 5-3 or 4-3 is not that big of a difference. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every single day to wrap up the show.
We know Bo's rich because Bo had real Tommy Hilfiger,
actual genuine Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger.
He said he had something else too. What was the other thing he said you had?
He had the Agassiz.
And the Agassiz.
Yeah. My grandma bought me those, man.
Those Agassiz.
They were awesome.
They were awesome. They were really cool.
Bo? Or was this Clifton?
No, it was Bo. I made everybody start calling me Bo. She would call me Cliff sometimes too.
Okay.
But you had
that's the one that I hated.
But if she's buying you Tommy Hilfiger,
you suck it up and go.
You suck it up and get called Cliff.
That's right.
It is what it is. Randy likes some thick end at night.
Yep, man.
Randy's also a naked front flip guy.
Good Lord, man.
Old bat, solid old school ageism.
It is.
And you can't aggressive dap 82-year-old fingers.
No.
Arthur Blank's not ready for that.
Yeah, I was going to pinpoint the old bat one, but since that's taken care of. DJ Khaled, I'll tell you who he should have beef with, his trainer.
Yes.
Worked him out for a decade, ain't lost a damn thing.
That's true.
And Randy knew that you could take advantage of that back end.
See, y'all made fun of me when I said it last week, but I was telling the truth.
Yeah. Thicken at night. Take advantage of the back end. All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.